United States Security Bonds and the station to which you are listening bring you this week's edition of Guest Star with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Let it remind you that there is no finer, safer investment in the world than a United States... Some of the scenes and schemes for making money that Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista brings home, you wouldn't believe. And Mrs. McGee of the same address doesn't believe them either. Get a load of the deal right now, for instance. As he comes bounding up the front steps, his little head just popping with big ideas, as we join Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
This is the greatest setup since that oil deal I could have got rich on if the guy that I gave my money to hadn't forgot to give me his address when he left town. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, wait till Molly hears about it.
Hey, Molly. Molly, where are you? Molly, hey, Molly.
Here I am, dearie. What's wrong?
Oh.
I haven't seen you fly in here like that since the time you ran out after the mailman and caught your suspenders on the doorknob.
Well, look me over good, kiddo. You're now looking at a man who is about to retire. Any minute.
Good. I'll run up and lay out your pajamas. Huh? It'll simplify my house cleaning a lot if you're in bed out of the way because...
No. I don't mean that kind of retire, Molly. I mean quit work. I just run across the greatest deal for making money since Henry Ford threw away solid tires and invented the blowout.
People always told me days like this would come, but they didn't say they'd come so close together.
Ah, boy. I've been looking for a deal like this all my life, Molly. No work, no worry, no nothing. All we do is draw out our life savings, see?
What? Oh, McGee, no, huh? Please. Now, after all, $87 is a lot of money.
Not in a deal like this one, it isn't. I wish I had a million to put into it. Because all we do is put our dough in and just wait. That's all.
It's a wonderful way to grow gray. Especially if what you're waiting for is your life savings to come home. Please, McGee, let's forget this whole thing.
You haven't even heard about it yet. Look, I was downtown this morning, see? And I ran into a guy in a doorway.
Oh, no. That's all. Don't tell me. No, McGee. No, no.
Yeah, but Molly, this is the greatest thing since...
Look, sweetheart.
Huh?
If all the doorways that you've run into people with schemes for making money in were turned over to the housing authority... Everybody could have a home for themselves and all their in-laws with 6 bathrooms.
I know, but Molly, listen.
The day we were married, you met a man in the doorway on the way home from the wedding, remember?
There were two of them guys.
And for only $10, our only $10, they sold you a package that you could make a fortune with.
Yeah, I remember. It had a hammer and a chisel in it and a note that said, "Open the First National Bank vault." But this is different, Molly.
And... the day you went downtown to start our first savings account, you passed the doorway with a man in it.
Oh.
Mining stock.
Well, gee whiz, 10,000 shares of stock in the gold mine for only $12 seemed like a good buy at the time.
Yes. It was bad enough when we found there wasn't any gold or any mines. But when the printer came and took the stock back because the print job on it wasn't paid for, that was the...
Wait a minute. There's somebody at the door. Come in.
It's the old-timer, McGee. Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello there, kid.
Hi, old-timer. Hey, what do you do with your extra dough?
Extra dough?
Yep.
Well, if there's enough extra, Johnny, I make myself another biscuit out of it. If there ain't enough for that, I roll it into a marble and shoot it at the neighbor's cat that's always climbing.
No. That's not what I mean. I mean dough, money. What are you putting your money into these days?
Into my sock, Johnny.
Oh.
You ever notice me when I come in here sometimes walking with a bad limp?
No, I've never noticed you limping.
That's because the money in my sock don't make enough of a lump for a limp, daughter. I used to have money, though, kid.
Yeah?
Till I blew it all in one time on beer, woman, and song.
You squandered your dough on wine, women, and song?
I said beer, woman, and song, Johnny. I took my life savings and bought a case of root beer and a Bing Crosby record for Mommy's birthday.
Oh, isn't that nice, McGee? I imagine your mother's a wonderful woman, Mr. Oldtimer.
A fine woman, daughter, a fine woman.
Yeah?
Mama come from a long line of English peers, you know.
No kidding, English peers, eh?
Yep, folks was all raised on the docks at Liverpool. Mama was popular, too, as a girl. Could have married Diamond Jim Brady, kid.
Really? Did he ask her?
No, but if he had of, she could have, and if she could have, she would have. That was before she was disappointed in love, of course.
Yeah?
Mama had a suitor that crossed her up at the church.
Oh, that's tough. You mean he didn't show up for the wedding?
Nope. That was the disappointment, Johnny. He did show up. That was Papa.
Well, I imagine your mother's had a pretty happy life, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yes, except for me, daughter. I hate to say this, but Mama says I've been a disappointment to her from the day I was born.
You?
Yep. I've always tried to do right, kids, but I can't help it. Mama says I never have turned out to be like she wanted me to be.
Oh, well, now it's not too late, Mr. Oldtimer.
No, my gosh, you're still a kid. You can do it. Well, what did she want you to be?
A girl. Go on, kid.
Billy Mills and the orchestra, and better luck next time.
Can't we just forget this? I've got work to do
here.
Oh,
gee, well, you haven't even heard the deal yet, Molly. This thing is terrific. It's so simple, it scares me.
Me too. All your deals scare me.
Yeah, but this one is different. All in the world we got to do is I take all our dough, see, and I take it downtown, and I turn it
all
over
All right,
to...
all right, dearie. You're the boss. You're the head of the family. Don't consult me about our life savings, our future.
Huh? Oh, but gee whiz, I'm trying to consult you, and you won't talk...
Don't bother about me.
Huh?
I just work here.
Huh?
I'm just a housekeeper.
Oh.
Go ahead. I have nothing to say about financial matters.
Oh, now, gee, Molly, don't...
Go ahead. Throw away our life savings. Our little nest egg. Our whole future. Give it to some sharpshooter in a doorway. It's nothing. I can take in washing. I'm strong. We'll get along some way.
Oh, my gosh, if you're going to feel that way about it, gee whiz. But this guy I was talking to this morning is no sharpshooter. He's one of the biggest financial wizards. Come in.
Oh, it's Dr. Gamble, McGee. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, my dear, and good day to you, lackluster.
Hi, organ grinder.
Well, what are you looking so serious about, droop lip? You're down in the puss like a saucer of cream. Somebody hide your yo-yo.
We've been having a little financial discussion, Doctor.
Yeah, financial discussion. Yes, financial discussion. Hey, see what you think of this deal, Doc. Maybe you can help me convince Molly. Personally, I think it's terrific.
I'm against it.
You haven't even heard it yet, you big septic.
I've heard you say you like it, and that's enough for me. Stay out of it, Molly.
I'm trying to, Doctor.
Dad, Reddit, if you'd only let me explain...
Where did he get this big idea this time, Molly? Has he been reading the financial page of Zombie Comics again?
No, he was downtown today, and he met a man in a doorway, Doctor.
Betcha.
Oh, great. Spare me the details. The last man he met in a doorway, as I recall, had an idea for a snake farm. He was going to cross garter snakes with diamondbacks to raise diamond-studded gott.
Yes, and I could have made dough with it too, Fatso, if the bottom hadn't went out of the garter market. And this deal is even a better deal than that one even was.
That's the understatement of the week.
You betcha. This is the greatest scheme for making money without working for it that I ever hit.
If there's any way to make money without working for it, swindler's pet, you've had it for years. Let's not crowd our luck.
Oh, yeah. Look who's talking about making money without working for it. Just because you can look at a patient and tell whether to prescribe calomel pills or a major operation just by feeling his wallet is no sign.
Now, McGee. Don't talk to the doctor that way.
Well, he makes me tired. If you just let me tell him about this deal
Let's
of mine, I...
change the subject, please. I've had a tough day at the office today, my boy. I'm in no mood to listen to any more tall tales.
Trouble, doctor?
All about as usual, my dear. I did have one rather unusual case this morning, though.
Huh?
Yeah, a man came in and complained that his stomach felt like it was full of old light bulbs.
No kidding. Did you x-ray him, Doc? What was it?
His stomach was full of old light bulbs. I told him to either give up his watchman's job at the Mazda factory or quit sleeping with his mouth open. Well, I've got to get downtown, kids.
Look, Doc, before you go, let me brief you on this deal I run into, will you? My gosh, I got to tell somebody about it. It's so
wonderful. You might as well sit down, Doctor. Come on, sit down. The man in the doorway will get us sooner or later.
Sure, you probably know the guy anyhow, Doc. Old man McDonald.
McDonald?
Yeah.
Of the Third National
sure.
Bank?
Sure.
Well, yeah, I know him, but what's he got to do with
this? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was down at Kramer's drugstore, see, and I run into old man McDonald, the president of the Third National Bank, in the doorway.
You mean he was the man in the doorway?
Yeah, and he tells me about United States security bonds, see? He can still get me a $100 bond for only $75. You ever hear of any better way for making money without working for it, Doc?
No, I buy one every month. But get on with the scheme.
Why, that's it. My gosh, all you do is buy a $100 bond for $75, or a $25 bond for $18.75. And just wait. In 10 years, you cash them in, and what do you got? $4 back for every three you put into it. The whole United States Treasury Department behind it, and good, solid security. Security bonds. United States security bonds.
But, sweetheart, we've been buying United States security bonds for years. Anybody can buy them, and everybody does.
Yeah, but this guy is offering them to me at a 25% discount. Why, if that news leaks out, everybody get onto it. They're liable to run the price up. Give me the phone. Call the bank. Everything else is going up. They'll go up.
This is Harlow Wilcox reminding you that there is no finer investment in the world today than United States security bonds. Ask your bank about the bond a month plan or your employer about the payroll savings plan. Assure yourself and your family of a secure future through the regular purchase of United States security bonds. Guest Star is brought to you each week in transcribed form by this station and United States Security Bonds. Tonight's edition featured Fibber McGee and Molly with Arthur Q. Bryan, Bill Thompson, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The music was by Billy Mills and the orchestra, the script by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. There'll be another fine program in this series next week, so join us again, won't you? Good night.